It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
We'll probably try to wrap up the trending report a couple minutes early so we can get to Josh's new parody song.
Yes.
He did that. What's the? Well, I don't even know the name of the Hot Potato Hay song.
I just call it Hot Potato. Oh, it's the real song?
The real song.
The APT.
Okay, yeah. So we're playing that APT song, and I've been goofing over the past couple weeks that it sounds like Hot Potato Hay.
Yeah.
Hot Potato Hay.
So what did I do?
I was like, Josh, roll with it. Roll with it, buddy.
Yeah.
We made a song about it.
It sounds really good, too, Josh. Great job,
as always.
Thank you.
Can't wait for everyone to hear it.
So it's kind of like all about love and food on Valentine's Day instead of people, right?
Yeah, you love it.
Food has never hurt our hearts. Come on now, except for the high cholesterol, but
right,
that's all.
Right.
Yeah, well, we don't need to talk about that. Like,
so we'll throw that on after the trending report today. Right now, let's dive into it, though. Katie, you probably got some local stuff for us.
Oh, yeah, like free fun in the Sweetheart City in Loveland. So this is going on tomorrow, celebration of Valentine's Day. And, of course, in Loveland. Have you all been up there to celebrate the holiday?
Nope.
Valentine's Day specifically? No. But
no?
I love Loveland. Loveland.
Yeah. Well, and so the city of Loveland is first celebration is located. And they have the big love sign that you can come and take the locks and put it on there with your special someone.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. They have all of that. I actually have one of those locks. I've never put it on that love sign because, I mean, I haven't had anybody to do it
That's
with.
That's sad that you have a lock prepared.
I have the lock.
One of these days.
I have one. I'm just ready for when that special person comes along.
Katie.
But they've got a whole day full of stuff up there for you. Live ice sculpting, fire and art demonstrations, musical and dance performances, and...
Oh, now I'm in.
Well, how about that Little Miss Valentine and Little Mr. Cupid contest
Are
that's
you
going
serious?
On, too? I'm not kidding.
How do these kids?
Are these kids?
No, well, Little Mr. Cupid, I believe so. I believe you have to be kids. You can go to the community stage and find out all the information.
Does
but
a kid have to wear a diaper around?
That'd be fun. Does it have to be kids? Can we do this, too? Can
Jeremy's already in a diaper.
It feels weird to me to have the kids doing this.
You don't like this, Little Mr.
Cupid? It makes me feel awkward.
I'm sure it's wonderful. Like, I'm sure they know what they're doing up there in Loveland at the historic Rialto Theater. They've been doing it for a while, so they know what's up.
Well, it's in their name.
Festival's happening tomorrow. Starts at 10, goes until about 8 o'clock. So they've got, again, the whole day.
Why isn't
it
today?
Fun. Up in Loveland. Well, because they want everybody to spend the whole day up there.
People
and
be
they know
working,
people are working today.
Yeah.
Take the day off like our kids.
Not
no school
everybody,
today.
Yeah, not everybody got the Friday off, but it looks really fun. I love Loveland and just one more reason to go visit.
Where is your lock right now?
It's in a little cup on my dresser. Like,
next
I look
to your
at
board?
It daily. I'm not
it's kidding. Like a vision.
You
it's
should
a vision
do
lock.
It is.
It's
you
a
should
lock.
Do it,
it
with
is.
Like a cheeseburger or something.
I
and,
should.
And just make it about
you
food.
You know what? I should go marry it with it. Like, go put it on there with my favorite burrito from the gas station. Like, you
the
and me. You've
bless
never
your heart.
Me. The Maverick Burrito. Oh, I love it. Well, if
so
you're not
good.
Into love, though, and you want to be like, love bites, well, there's a haunted house at 13th floor in Denver. How great is this?
There's a haunted house for Valentine's Day?
Yes. And so the 13th floor traditionally is a big haunted house during Halloween here in Denver. And it is scary. Like, it's one of the scarier haunted houses. But they have turned it into a haunted Valentine's Day thing. And it's called Love Bites. Open only this weekend. But yeah, they're going to have, like, vampires in coffins. And come on. Ah, I love you.
Oh, my gosh. That's kind of scary.
Oh, I think I'm pregnant.
Yeah, oh, gosh.
No.
Far, but
I have an STD.
That is scary. Wow.
Jeremy.
Scariest.
No, not on Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh.
If you want to check it out, again, it's only open this weekend. Yeah. But Valentine's Day is expensive in Denver, right? I mean, we've already talked about the cost of everything going up. Bonnie Bray Flowers, you familiar?
Yeah, right?
You betcha.
One of the biggest flower shops in town. They say, obviously, today is their busiest day of the year. Like, normally 20 or 25 people walk through the door a day. They get over 100 on Valentine's Day.
Last-minute shoppers.
Lots of people.
You know what I saw? My Amazon was pushing me to buy flowers and surf and turf this morning.
Together?
It was like you can still get it to the house. I'm like, really? Like, this is true last minute.
That's fine.
Well, same day delivery, buddy.
Yeah, and Amazon can dump off some flowers this morning for Knick Knack and some lobster tails.
Some
that's a Wouldn't you love if she opened the door to that? Like, huh?
And it's just the brown box with the smile on it. And she's like, what is this?
I'm
like,
happy Valentine's.
Only the best for you.
Seafood at your door. You're
2 hour shipping, random seafood at your footsteps.
Oh my
babe,
gosh.
Can you make this for tonight?
Yeah, now can you cook
happy
it?
Valentine's
now can you
Day.
Cook it?
I don't know if I would trust lobster tails being delivered.
I don't know
from
if
Amazon.
I would either.
I don't think I trust any food from Amazon. I've done that.
The groceries come out fine, but it's just something about the lobster, last minute lobster tails.
It's a little sus.
What's
huh?
that smell?
Caught 3 weeks ago off the coast of Maine. Yeah.
Well, that lobster tail is probably going to cost you more than it did last year because everything's gone up. Bonnie Bray says a dozen roses last year, like $95. Now it's $100. So expect to pay more if you're buying
you
a lot
pro
of presents
tip?
Today.
Costco. Go to Costco. Or,
how about an even better pro tip? Wait until tomorrow when they're 80% off.
You want an even better pro
there
tip?
There you go.
Don't buy flowers.
I know. they
buy
die.
A plant. They die.
Just
buy
a plant.
Just like your hopes and dreams.
Just like the love that you have. Yep.
Yeah, don't do flowers. That's so cliche.
It is.
So cliche.
Yeah. Step up your game. Like, maybe you want to get married on a mountaintop. How about that for Valentine's Day, huh?
What else you got, Katie?
Yeah, no, this is big. You can ski the Loveland ski area.
Oh,
you mentioned it. And
there
yes,
it is.
I
there
talk
it is,
about Josh. Them a lot. I do love that place, but they do have their 34th annual mountaintop matrimony going on today.
Ew.
I know. So at noon today, couples are either going to tie the knot for the first time or renew their vows on top of this mountain.
No, I was going to say, I dated a girl who wanted to get married on a mountaintop, and that's when I knew that we weren't going to be together. Because she was like,
oh,
I want to ski down afterwards. And I was like, my family isn't I was like, my family wouldn't go.
Yeah.
they wouldn't
go. And even on this, they're like, all of your guests must be able to take the lift all the way up the mountain and ski or snowboard down. So it's not like, you know, then they'll have a little reception down at the bottom.
That's what they do,
yeah. And so you don't have to ski or snowboard if you want to just attend that. But they make a really
Josh
big deal
of it.
Josh
is afraid of heights, too.
Yeah.
So.
Terrified.
I get it, homie.
I'm not tall.
But,
they scare me.
But yeah, they do this each and every year, and it's at noon today, and I just think it's fascinating. Shout out to Lauren, who does the marketing up there, but she says this is the busiest day of the year for them.
Look at you dropping names.
Yes, I'm
That's
a name
cool.
dropper.
Your feet hurt from dropping all these names?
little bit. But how about one more story
okay.
about Denver, because it is a singles hotspot, right?
Ooh, okay.
Across the country, like average, it's pretty split evenly when it comes to the amount of people in a city who are single and the amount of people in a city who are married. It's like 50-50 all across the country, except in Denver, where 61% of the men and women in the Mile High City are single. Unmarried.
We just can't commit, Katie.
Yeah,
we just can't commit.
We can't commit. And they 61%. Say that this is... So people say that it's hard to date here, but there are a lot more options than other parts. And this is just Denver,
There's
by the
options.
Way. Like, the Denver metro area as a whole falls more into that average of 50%. So this is just Denver we're looking at. And yeah, there's a lot of single people out there. Not the highest single rate in the country, though. Baltimore, 74% of the people there are single.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh, isn't that crazy?
That's an incredible stat.
That is incredible. I thought you'd like that one. All right. What do you got, smart Alex?
Little
conversation heart. Stop.
Today's a good day to hook up, then. If there's 60-some percent people here single,
yeah.
Like, get out there.
It's a great day, Jerry.
Get you some loving. Good God.
Get
Some other trending stuff floating around the rest of the planet today. We've got some new movies coming out. Captain America Brave New World is coming out today. Which I'm kind of excited about. It looks pretty good. And then here's one that Josh was excited about. Paddington in Peru. It's the new Paddington.
Finally.
He's in Peru?
Well, you have to see the first three Paddingtons.
For some reason, he's in Peru.
Have you seen the first three? Because if you haven't, you'll be lost.
I haven't.
Okay.
He gets around, though. He's
you'll be
in
lost.
Peru.
He's a traveler, isn't
gosh.
He?
Gosh.
Some rumors out this morning that Kanye is going to be breaking up with his... Is she a wife?
Bianca?
Yes, they are
Bianca,
married.
Are
yeah,
they married?
They're married. Good
rumor
for...
has it that
good.
They might be splitting up, and they've both reached out to divorce lawyers. Do we find this to be correct or
I
false?
Mean,
that's what I've seen everywhere.
Really?
I hope so, because I felt so bad for her with that whole Grammys fiasco. And
she could have said no, Katie. She's no, I'm not doing that.
We don't know what's going on in that situation.
I think she
kind of
you're right.
You know, we don't. And so I just look at it, and I'm like, my heart hurts for her a little. But, yeah.
I was looking at it, too.
We were all looking at her heart.
We were all looking at her heart.
And you hurt, too.
She has a big heart.
Yeah, she does.
She's a very big heart, very caring.
Shakira is being ripped online because people think that she is ripping off Beyonce's tour because there's similarities. Shakira's got a huge screen with an image of her on it, plus the name of the tour. Beyonce did the exact same thing. Shakira has a huge metallic wolf prop. Beyonce had a giant metallic silver horse. Shakira and her dancers are wearing silver. Beyonce and her dancers, silver.
Oh.
I cannot believe it.
They're saying that she might be plagiarizing the entire tour. I don't know. I haven't seen pictures of this. I haven't seen, you know, comparisons, but come on.
Is not copying
who
the
cares?
Highest form of flattery?
I mean,
who cares?
And does the music sound the same? Because I thought that's where, you know, as long as it... Yeah.
No, it does not. It does not sound
totally
the same.
Different.
Totally different.
Totally different.
Beyonce's country, remember? Come on.
She's country now, buddy.
Hence the big horse.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you guys familiar with this Montoya Por Favor?
Yes.
That is breaking the internet right now.
I want to see it.
It made me cry from laughing so hard.
It's a scene from Spain's version of Temptation Island, and there's a ton of TikTok videos and memes. It's this dude named Montoya watching a live feed of his girlfriend get it on with another man.
Straight up hooking up.
And he dramatically runs along the beach at night as a thunderstorm rages behind him, smacking the sand. No!
It looks like the Zac Efron dance on the golf course. He drops to his knees. He gets up. He sprints. And he goes, like, from where he was watching the actual act happen all the way to, like, the big penthouse place that they're at to essentially stop it. And he runs in because he's watching the girl he likes, I mean, cheat on him. Like, very...
Does he say Montoya, por favor, or
so
does she? Where
that's,
is that
that's
from?
That's the host of the show saying, Montoya, please don't
Montoya,
go.
Please.
Like
okay.
Stay. So Montoya, por favor, stay. And it is the most dramatic... crazy scene, and you feel for Montoya. I mean,
adios
that guy,
mio.
He's what that's what he said. Well, that's what she was
She's
saying.
Naughty. Her hips don't lie either, according to that.
No,
video.
They don't.
Oh my God.
My goodness.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, that's a funny little clip. So maybe
hilarious,
we'll post that on our
though.
Social. We got to figure out how we can relate that to the show somehow. Something that goes on here. Montoya, yeah. No, please. And then here's a story for Katie. Tillamook, the cheese company.
Yes.
That's how you say it,
oh,
right?
Oh, they have good yogurt and ice cream, too.
There you go. They're yes. running a promo where one person will win a literal boatload of cheese.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a boatload.
Like
they
an
posted
actual boat?
A clip and some pictures. 1,909 pounds of cheese, which is the year that they were founded, 1909. Just under $22,000 worth of cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang.
We could have a cheese party.
You
could
are
going to
be
stopped
to.
Up for months.
Yeah, I know, yeah. You'd have to take a lot of Metamucil.
A lot of fiber with that contest right there. That's just so ridiculous. All right, guys, that's what's trending this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Denver's Mix 100. All right, Josh, set up your song.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, this song came from the inspiration of APT by Rosé and Bruno Mars. And Jeremy, when he first heard it, thought the song was saying hot potato hay. And so we went with that, made it a food song about how food is so much better than relationships
yes.
and love
mm-hmm.
on Valentine's
All
Day.
All that cheese,
love it already.
Right?
So much cheese.
Mm. All right, here you go. Here's the debut of Hot Potato Hay here at Denver's Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.